You ready for Basecamp Fitness's best deal yet? 7 days for $7. That's right, 7 days for $7. It's time to double down on your fitness goals and snag this offer before it's gone. Call or text Basecamp Fitness at 913-232-9770 or go to basecampfitness.com to learn more.
Moment, the founder and owner of CBD American Shaman. Of course, as always on our weekly show, we'll talk to Dr. Jesse Lopez as well. He's going to talk about weight loss, which is something we can all talk, we can all use here in our society. Don't forget, folks, if you're going to get CBD products, there's only one place to go, and there are a lot of places to find it in that one place. We're talking about CBD American Shaman. They have over 40 stores here in the Kansas City Metro. If you can hear my voice, there is a CBD American Shaman near you. Do not go and buy stuff over the counter from some convenience store or a gas station. CBD American Shaman, one of the top two CBD companies in the world, and they are growing and growing fast. State-of-the-art nanotechnology to increase the absorption and delivery time of CBD to your bloodstream. Nanotechnology ensures that the products are incredibly efficient and cost-effective. They are third-party lab tested. That's probably the most important thing you can think about. Independent, third-party, lab-tested, and their hemp is grown and processed in the USA. They have three hemp-growing areas, one in Wyoming, one in Kansas, and one in the state of Kentucky. And with that, we'll bring in Vince Sanders here. And Vince, talk to us a little bit about what's going on. I know you're very excited about some products coming on board, and we're talking about water.
We are. So we will be launching our water, which is just a water bottle like you would pick up from Dasani or any other brand at a convenience store, but it will have 10 milligrams of full spectrum CBD in it that launches right here at the end of October. In addition, that'll add to the beverage line that we already have. We have the two coconut waters, one of which is watermelon, the other is a grapefruit lime. They're delicious drink mixers. They're amazing on their own. So it's just coconut water and fruit juice and CBD. We have a turmeric drink. Turmeric, as everyone knows, is really good for inflammation in its own right. So that's a big product for us. And then we also have a cold brew iced tea that has a hint of lemon with it, which is delicious. All these will be showing up in your local convenience stores and grocery stores and as we speak, you know, Lily, in the rolling out, you know, from October forward. So you should see them in a lot of stores right away.
Sounds like a very simple process to add something to water. That is not exactly the way it happens, is it?
That is correct. Yeah, obviously that requires our special nanotechnology to make that, you know, to make water soluble with oil. As everyone knows, they don't mix very well. So when we break it down to the molecular level, surrounded by a emulsifier that one side likes oil, which is attaches to that tiny, tiny oil droplet, and the other attaches to the water molecules, now you have something that easily mixes in any beverage. And we mix it in everything.
Right. And it's not something that you would buy a bottle of water and then we would infuse our own into it. This is something that is totally in its own package. And
it's
ready
it is.
To go.
So it's ready to go. Pick it up. It you know, not that much more expensive than regular water. Pick it up on the go. Hey, I forgot to take my CBD when I left this morning. Or maybe there's a reason at that particular moment that you're thinking CBD might help you with. So you can grab it off the shelf. You're there to pick up a beverage anyway. You might as well get one with some American Shaman CBD in it.
Right, and instead of maybe having that 24 case of water in the base of your garage refrigerator, you can now have the CBD infused water in the garage refrigerator and grab that instead of grabbing a bottle of water, right?
Absolutely.
Right. And so what else is coming up on the horizon here?
Gosh, you know, I mean, those are the big deals on the beverage front. So we're putting a lot of effort into the beverage launch. As we've talked about prior, we do have these very specific blends with other cannabinoids that we've identified and isolated to make custom mixes. So you have a lot of specialized products, both topical and for internal ingestions. Of course, they'll be nanoed like our traditional product is. So you'll get far more absorption, both topically and orally. So you're going to see a lot of very, very custom products that we think will help more people.
Yeah, and just talk about the extraction method. Just again, I know we talked about it several weeks ago, but people have a tendency to forget, or they weren't listening, or they didn't listen to the podcast
sure.
that we have on. But talk about the extraction method and how specific that is.
So the extraction method, the initial extraction method, starts off in a very large, what would resemble an enormous stainless steel washing machine. We have hemp that's ground very fine, almost like flour, that goes in mesh bags that then is soaked in ethanol or grain alcohol, as we know, and is agitated. And the cannabinoids, the terpenes, the other phytonutrients that are in that plant are extracted using alcohol as a solvent. We then take that, we put the remaining plant material in a press, squeeze the remaining alcohol out, and then we literally have a 9-step process from there to yield our final product. We want to take things out there and inert ingredients like chlorophyll that aren't doing a whole lot of good, but mm-hmm. leave the good stuff. So
right.
it's a very time-consuming, exacting process to get to that finished product. But when it's done, you know, we're confident that we have the finest extract oil there is, with the broadest spectrum of cannabinoids, terpenes, and other phytonutrients that are found in the cannabis plant. We know that whole plant extract simply works better than CBD alone, no question, several times better. But there's not enough science to know everything that's going on in that plant. So ideally, we want to make it a condensed version of what's in that raw plant material in the bottle, just as if you were in the field eating the plant,
right.
as you would in nature. So it takes a lot of work and effort to capture it in that natural state, but we think it's worth it.
Yeah, for all practical purposes, you're just tearing the plant apart. I mean, you're really just tearing the plant apart to get at the good stuff.
Correct. That's it. Yeah, we pull all the good stuff out, filter out the – there's no part that's not necessarily bad, but we want it as condensed as possible. So things like chlorophyll and things that don't add a lot, we filter out.
Right. We're talking with Vince Sanders. He is the owner and founder of CBD American Shaman, one of the top two CBD companies in the world. I hear a lot, you know, we talk about cannabidiol, which I think by this time people have heard a lot about. Talk to me a little bit about terpenes. What are terpenes and what do they do for us?
Absolutely. So terpenes are what account for smell and aroma in all plants. Lavender smells the way it does because of linalool. Mangoes taste the way they do because of myrcene, black pepper because of beta-carophyllene, pine trees because of pinene. I could go on and on. There are literally thousands and thousands of terpenes. A lot of these terpenes have been shown to have medicinal properties. Everybody is familiar with essential oils, and you know mm-hmm. there are people that say, hey, I put this lavender on and my headache goes away, or this lemon refreshes me and boosts my mood. Well, there's some pretty good science out there to support that. Cannabis has more terpenes than any plant on earth. That's what accounts for its unique aroma, very mm-hmm. identifiable. So as we process, we're very careful to make sure we don't destroy those terpenes. They're an alcohol-based product, so they're very easy to destroy. So we have to be very careful with how much we agitate it and the temperatures that we extract it. Usually we do these at sub-zero type temperatures, usually about 60 below where we do the extract to make sure that we capture these terpenes, because mm-hmm. we want them in there.
Yeah, because they are what's helping.
Correct. I mean, the key is, you know, the honest answer is we don't know all the things going on in there.
Sure.
Right? But we know that together it definitely works better. So let's make sure we have everything that is naturally in that plant together in the product.
Right. Slowly but surely you are finding out everything that's in that plant.
We are. We are
how it will help.
Correct. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. 10 years from now, who knows what types of cannabinoid therapies will be out there. I mean, it's the potential is overwhelming, really.
Right. And so when people, the skeptics come into you and they talk to you about this, a lot of people think that this product contains cannabis, that mm-hmm. this is... Oh, well, this is marijuana.
Right.
You know, well, it's a weed, right? Just like marijuana. So yeah. Weed's weed. No, weed is not weed.
Right.
Hemp is different than the cannabis.
Correct.
And how you closely monitor that. That is probably one of your, I would say it's probably your number one thing.
Well, it is.
Keeping an eye out.
Yeah.
For
so
how
federal
much
law
and
most state laws only allow for 0.3% THC.
Right.
So we have to be very cautious, you know, whether it's growing in the field, because if it's over 0.3, we have to slash and burn it. I mean, literally could lose hundreds and hundreds of acres of product, and you only get to grow once a year. So that's not...
That'd be devastating.
Devastating, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we really have to closely monitor. And, you know, it's interesting is the genetics in cannabis, as in all living things, can be expressed differently in different environments. So occasionally you get a field that, that starts, as we call it, getting hot, getting higher in that THC. So as when it gets up, you know, just under that 0.3, we'll prematurely cut it, you know,
right,
because we have to.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if we let it keep going, we'd have to burn it. So
as soon as you cut, is it, does it stop?
It stops.
Okay.
It actually reduces
right.
somewhat once
sure.
you cut it.
All right.
Yeah. So
okay.
that's that is a constant monitoring in the field. So we're always checking cannabinoid content, and we're also checking heavy metals, insecticides, and herbicides like glyphosate and those types of things that are, unfortunately, in almost all the foods that we eat.
Right.
There's just so much of it in the atmosphere. So that's one of the big things for us, testing, to ensure that, that those things aren't in our product, because we know that people are ingesting them. We're selling this as a health product,
sure.
not one to, that would
right.
take away from it.
Right. And you have three different growing areas, and I think I said
Montana,
Kansas,
yep.
and Kentucky, not Wyoming. I apologize.
Right.
That's my fault. And the extraction plant is up in Montana, correct?
It is in Montana.
But then down on Southwest Boulevard
yep.
at the CBD American Shaman. What do you do once you get the product from Montana?
So once we get the actual extract from Montana, then we begin the nano processes. We are making body lotions. We are making pet products. We're, you know, vape products. There's so many things that we make. I believe there's over 150 SKUs now.
Right.
That, you know, but all of it comes back to that nanotechnology. So first and foremost, we start nanoing products, and we have that in bulk. And then we infuse that in the product at the percentage or as needed.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's great. Vince, we appreciate it again. Another Sunday morning, CBD and you, CBD American Shaman, one of the top two CBD companies in the world, founded and owned by Vince Sanders, who's sitting directly across from me. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dr. Jesse Lopez. This is one, folks, don't go away. This is something you all want to hear. This is about weight loss and how CBD can help you in the weight loss area. And don't forget, only buy the CBD American Shaman products from the CBD American Shaman stores, because the other ones that you get across the counter, you're seeing CBD everywhere or anywhere else you go. Remember, CBD American Shaman, their nanotechnology, which Vince was just talking about a minute ago. They have two doctors on staff. They have independent third-party lab tested, and the hemp is grown in Montana, Kansas, and Kentucky, all grown right here and processed in the USA. Dr. Jesse Lopez and weight loss coming up next on CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. Welcome back to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. Dr. Jesse Lopez is joining me now. He is from the American Shaman Clinics and CBD. His Acasa Clear Clinic, 7201 West 110th Street, right there at 110th and Metcalf, right behind the Applebee's. And coming up at the end of October, we will have another one at 117th and Row. And Dr. Jesse,
yes.
you will oversee both clinics, correct?
I will oversee both of them. I'll be present back and forth between the two. So excited about that opening up at the end of October.
You're not going to have much of a life except for the clinics, are you?
You know, I've been a physician for 29 years, so I haven't
had much of a life.
Between that and seven children, I haven't had much of a life.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, I've had a wonderful life. It's
yeah.
been fantastic.
Yeah, it has been that. Let's talk a little bit about not only you deal with the CBD and the CBD American Shaman, but you deal with all kinds of things at the clinic. Talk to me about some of the wide range of things that you address, and then we'll talk about some specific things, especially obesity.
Okay. Well, we address multiple issues, from obesity, the need to lose weight, to the need for maybe bioidentical hormone therapy and testosterone deficiencies in men, for example, to the need for nutrients in the body. IV nutrition therapy is an exciting new thing that we're going to be offering in the clinic. We also do appropriate stem cell therapy, big topic of concern and also controversy, which we'll talk on about in future shows. So we do a plethora of modalities to help an individual stay well.
As you always say, it's a multi-prong approach.
That's right.
Yeah.
Multi-prong.
Well, let's talk about one that is an epidemic in this country, and that is obesity. Talk about how you handle that and then how you treat that.
Well, one of the ways that I should have handled it was not put my office behind an Applebee's and a Panera, because that makes it very tough to deal with. But obesity has been something near and dear to my heart, because as a bariatric and general surgeon. I still practice bariatric surgery or weight loss surgery at one of the hospitals here in the Kansas City metro area. And so I've dealt with individuals who have suffered from extreme obesity, where they needed to lose a couple of 100 pounds or more, mm-hmm. to maybe just needed to lose 30 or 40 pounds. And so at the American Shaman Clinic and Acosta Care, we incorporate multiple modalities, from the use of appropriate nutrition and exercise to medications, pharmaceuticals, to things like CBD to help decrease anxiety, mm-hmm. to sometimes surgery if need be, to help these patients deal with this disease process.
And obesity is not easy to deal with from that individual who's trying to lose weight. It's in his mind, sometimes they have given up for all practical purposes, haven't they?
Well, they have. And unfortunately, they've been to so many places that have promised so many things, where they walk away and they end up gaining the weight right back. And that's because some of the underlying issues associated with that obesity or weight gain have never been addressed. And at the American Shaman Clinics and Acosta Care, we address the underlying issues as well. It always breaks my heart when I hear patients have gone to different programs where they're required to purchase different types of foods and do this and do that, pay $4,000 or $5,000, and they end up losing nothing. And it's because no one's really addressed maybe the deep emotional scars that they've been dealing with. And so we help them deal with that. We get them to the right person if necessary in terms of additional counseling. They counsel with us. Sometimes we'll start them on things like CBD to help them be able to settle down, to be able to open up, to address some of these issues.
And I think it's important for them to see the CBD did help me calm down. I don't seem to be eating as much. Maybe I'm losing a little weight, but this seems to be working. And I think that's the important thing to get in their brain, that this could be something that really does work in the long run.
And a lot of individuals struggle with stress eating. You go through your day, the boss is on your back, the kids are driving you crazy. So you're just reaching for something to calm you down, just to help you deal with the stress. You know, some people reach for food, some people reach for a cigarette.
Alcohol.
Unfortunately, some people reach for the bottle.
Sure.
Right. And so for the patients that reach for the food, we try to help them see that. And if we can utilize something naturally like CBD to begin to calm them down, to help us deal with it in the short term, we can then begin to dig into the bigger problems. Because sometimes that drive, that craving, is due to the underlying metabolic deficit of a cortisol deficiency. A lot of individuals don't know that. That never gets addressed. But we do at American Shaman Clinic and Acosta Care.
Right. And that's who we are talking to, Dr. Jesse Lopez, American Shaman Clinic, CBD, and Acosta Care. 110th and Metcalf in Overland Park, soon to be open at 117th and Row. You know, I work out a lot, okay? I don't feel like I'm way overweight. We could all lose a little weight, I guess. But, you know, I feel, I come in sometimes after, you know, working out for a period of time, come back, and I have a craving. I either need something really salty or something really sweet. And I know that's because there's an imbalance somewhere in my system. Probably I've sweated out all my salt, so my system's going, feed me. And I'm not sure where the sweet comes from, but it is certainly there. So explain a little bit about those cravings that people have.
Well, you've put your body under a physical stress, and so it developed a natural craving. So that can happen to the individual that's out there suffering with weight issues, but an emotional issue can also create the stress. And so then the body's looking for a way to deal with that stress. So if an individual has significant sweet cravings and they've never had a cortisol evaluated, it's because the cortisol helps them deal with the stress of the day. It gives them the energy to deal with the stress of the day. And when that's depleted, then they reach for a way to get quick energy. And that's a Twinkie or a candy bar. Or, you know, some other complex carbohydrate.
Oh, we've all been there.
Right.
Okay.
So, and I'm guilty too, right?
Yeah, we all are.
But once we can address all of those aspects, then we can help the patient hopefully get on a track that keeps them from gaining the weight back. Because what typically happens is they'll lose the weight, gain the weight, lose the weight. And when you gain the weight, you gain back more than what you lost to begin with. Now, the other thing that we assess very detailed in the CBD American Shaman Clinics is your thyroid, because that can have a lot to do with weight loss and the ability to lose weight. And it's kind of an old paradigm of how we used to deal with thyroid disease, where we would only look at one or two labs, and we look at about 6 to 8 different labs in the American Shaman clinics, and we really take it deeper. We really look at trying to get these different hormones maximized so that you have improved energy, better clear thinking, better metabolism, so that when you lose that weight, that it's not coming back.
Okay, you also offer bariatric surgery, correct, for weight loss?
That is correct.
Right. And the deal, do you deal first with try to CBD, get the balances, and then go to bariatric? Is that something that you would do later in the assessment of somebody who was obese?
Well, usually the individual that is needing surgery has a very high body mass index, typically with another problem such as diabetes or sleep apnea. And so we might utilize CBD to help them start to control some of their anxiety, some of their basically emotionality, to help them be successful with the surgery. Because of the other medical problems they have, surgical intervention sometimes is the only way to really help them quickly be able to deal with that problem that's very debilitating, such as diabetes. Then, after surgery, we can incorporate CBD, hormone replacement therapy, to help them get beyond plateaus that surgical weight loss patients often hit. Because that's a big thing I see a lot, even from patients that come visit us who've had surgery done elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, I've had surgery. I lost 60 pounds, but I still want to lose 40 more pounds. What's going on? I can't seem to lose it. And so we find out they still are doing the stress eating. Their hormones are off. So we correct those things, and they start losing weight again.
Here's what some people think, too. Okay, I went through this. I'm done.
Exactly.
I'm fine.
Right. I'm done.
I don't have to worry about a thing. I walk out of the office and I stop by, I drive through a drive through and get fries and a cheeseburger.
Well, I've had individuals that kind of had that mindset, and I politely told them that I will not be your surgeon. I want someone who's committed to come in to follow up, because we have to help you change a lifetime of habits.
Right.
You know, you didn't gain all of this weight in a matter of just a few months or a few years. It's been a lifetime. And that's what I like about our clinics, is that we take the time to help you examine those lifetime habits and help you make a real change. So myself and Nurse Kelly sit down and really pick it out, pick through it, and help you become victorious over it.
Yeah, and look, folks, I mean, we're not telling you this is you go in and you take a little CBD, or you do what the doc tells you, or you go through the bariatric surgery, or you go through the bioidentical hormones, or whatever you're going to do, or we try to, you know, he will try to get you balanced, whatever. This is a lifetime procedure. This is something you're going to have to deal with. They're going to help, but again, it's up to you to follow what the doctor says and just continue on from that point.
It's a lifetime commitment, and if you're needing surgery, surgery's just the first step. There's so much more. And unfortunately, a lot of times that's not explained to patients that do undergo surgery. So when they have weight loss from the surgery, they're not satisfied because they didn't lose as much as they thought.
Yeah.
And that's because they did not have these different things explained to them. So if you have had weight loss surgery and you're struggling and you want some additional information or a second opinion on how you can get past those plateaus, you're more than welcome to come see us at Akasa Care and at the American Shaman Clinics. We're happy to help you.
Yeah, right. And as you said, obesity just causes so many problems. People from diabetes, and the fact that I'd really like to get up and sort of work out, go walk around the block or go whatever, but the obesity just prevents you from even thinking about trying to do that, trying to really help yourself.
Aches and pains from the joints because of the burden of the weight, neuropathies from the burden of the weight and all the pressure on the feet and the ankles. And we can offer some temporary relief with the CBD creams and the oral CBD, but we have to have a definitive answer. Maybe the utilization of appropriate pharmaceuticals to help curb their appetite. It might mean some intervention like bariatric or weight loss surgery.
Yeah, you bet. And if you're just looking for some help with the neuropathies, where you get the tingling and the numbness in your hands and your feet, you go back to our show on the 29th and go to the podcast and listen to DeMonte Dawson, a Pro Football Hall of Famer 2012, great Pittsburgh Steelers player, all-decade team from the NFL, Pittsburgh's all-time center, just a great guy. And he talked about the fact he was having trouble just getting up, walking his dog in the morning because he had neuropathy in his feet. His feet hurt, and sometimes he couldn't feel them, so he was unsteady on his feet. And he would rub the topical cream on, and he's had no problem. His neighbors ask him, "Gosh, I'm glad I see you out again walking your dog." And he said, "What are you doing?" And he would recommend them, "Hey, I'm using CBD American Shaman topical cream. I put it on my feet. I put it on the rest of my joints that hurt from playing football all those years. And it has just gotten me back up on my feet and got me back out to what I enjoy doing." My wife went through non-Hodgkin's lymphoma chemotherapy. God bless her. She's out and she's clean now. But the doc said from the chemo, you're going to have 6 to 9 to 12 months of neuropathy mm-hmm. in your hands and feet. It's just a byproduct. She is now not only using the drops, okay, the water soluble, but she is also using the topical cream on her hands and on her feet, and now she's sleeping again and not having to wake up at night with that tingling feeling in her hands and feet. So, folks, as Dr. Lopez and I have talked, you've got nothing to lose but those problems, okay?
Right.
If you're in pain, if you're having neuropathies, if you're having some tingling in your hands and feet, just go in to a CBD American Shaman near you. Go in and see Dr. Lopez at the American Shaman Clinic and CBD at 110th and Metcalf, or coming soon to 117th and Rowe in Leawood. Just go in. You have nothing to lose but the problems you are experiencing.
And there's so much more that we can help you with. And I have one really important question for you, Frank. Who do you think is the better center? Your guest or Tim Grunhardt?
I plead the fifth that may incriminate me. Of course, it's my buddy, Tim.
Okay.
Number 61 in your program, number one in your heart, Doc.
That's
boy,
right, baby.
You almost got me. I'd be in to see you. It'd be for a broken this or a broken that after he got done with me.
That's right. Hey, you need a trauma surgeon if you answer that question wrong.
Absolutely. And you can do that as well because you've been there, Doc. You got Dr. Jesse Lopez, I appreciate you joining me. Don't forget, you can go in and see Dr. Jesse and his great people at the American Shaman Clinic and CBD at 110th and Metcalf behind the Applebee's, and coming soon to 117th and Row in Leawood. We appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, thank
and
you.
It's always
glad
fun
to be
talking
here.
To you.
Thank you.
Get great information.
Appreciate it very
Thanks
much.
Thanks a lot. Okay, we'll be back with more on CBD and You, presented by American Shaman, right after this. All right, good morning. Welcome back to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. Frank Boland Studio, joined by my lovely wife, Sarah, the princess. Yes, and you're going, why is she on the show with you? Well, here is the deal, okay? You could call us Mr. and Mrs. Skeptic when we started all this CBD American Shaman stuff, and it was a deal with, I first heard about it through Tim Grunhardt. Obviously,
yep.
Tim had been working with CBD American Shaman for lots of his aches and pains from being a former NFL player. He has lots of those, and he was using them on his shoulder and his knee, and he limped a lot, and he did all kinds of other stuff. He went through a weight loss program with CBD American yeah. Shaman as well. We're going to talk to Timmy in on future shows about that. So I heard about it from him, and the reason I heard about it from him was he was going to reprise our old Crunch Time show,
right.
And Timmy had talked to all the good folks at CBD American Shaman, Vin Sanders, and you just heard Dr. Jesse Lopez as well, and Jamie Woolard, a good friend, and they decided, okay, well, let us sponsor it, because they wanted to get, you know, in the situation where they are, you know, talking with the Chiefs about stuff, and they're talking with the retired NFL players, so it was a natural fit for them to come
Absolutely.
On board and to sponsor Tim and I. So Tim kept telling me about this stuff, and I'm going, oh, this is
yeah.
witchcraft, this is, you know, the voodoo medicine or something. I don't know what the heck
voodoo
it was,
medicine.
You know. I didn't know what it was, but I've always had, and
yes.
you know this, I've always had, my hands have
yeah.
always been sore. And it's always from arthritis.
And you've done so many different things to try and alleviate
yeah.
that.
Yeah, to mm-hmm. try to just, yeah, I've mm-hmm. tried stem cell. I've
mm-hmm.
tried the whole thing. So
Tim
said, you know, Frank, just try it. I mean, what are you sitting here? Just we sit here. We do an hour show every Wednesday night. We'll tell you about our specials on that show. As a matter of fact, we'll tell you about that. That's a great deal. But we do an hour show every and he keeps going every week. You know, we started back in April or wherever it was, and I'm going. He goes, "Have you tried it?" I said, "No." He said, "Try it. You only got to lose is the pain."
Exactly.
You know, the whole deal. Money back guarantee. What are you doing, you nut? So I started using it, and lo and behold, it has been terrific for me. So now we fast forward to you.
Well, even going back with Tim, and remember Tim and Sarah said that the dog is using it.
Yeah, right. They
yeah,
do have,
the dog
they
used
the
to go crazy with the thunderstorms and things like that. And so they've got their dogs on it, and it's, you know, they're able to
force
on
a dog. It's
got
to work on me, right?
Yeah.
It's not the exact same stuff.
I don't know.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Same mentality.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Go.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
okay. Go ahead. So you're part of this story.
Yeah, well, back in, I would say, February of this past year, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
High-grade B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Trying to put as much of that in the rearview mirror as I can.
I know.
But, and so was diagnosed with that, and it was just a, you know, whirlwind. But did 6 rounds of chemo, and eventually lost my hair and lost all the hair I had, which was not a lot to begin with. And then just, you know, got through all that. That's great. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And thank God and everyone involved. Loved my doctors. Everything.
Total remission.
But total remission. Mm-hmm. And the only thing is nobody really tells you about all of the stuff that's going to happen afterward.
Right.
And so was waking up a lot at night. My fingers just, I mean, everything was just numb and tingly. But there is a part to neuropathy that is painful. And I didn't know that either. And so waking up with the pain and the tingling and numbness and things like that, tried a lot of different things, but I don't want to put one more drug in my body, especially after chemo.
Right.
I don't want anything in my body anymore. I want to clean myself out. Well, apparently I talked to the doctor and he said that this could last for up to a year. After
you're talking about the neuropathy.
The neuropathy.
Yeah, both
yes.
in her hands and her
yes,
feet. Yes,
absolutely. And so there are exercises and things that I can do that way. But for the most part, there's just really nothing else to do. So you had said that it really, you know, the cream and lotion
helped
you so much.
Yes.
And we have the drops at home and I've been using those. Mm-hmm. But the cream, I started using that on my hands and feet at night and even my shoulders. Because I have a hard time with my shoulders at night. And it has been like night and day. So it's really, really helped. And I've got feeling back. And
how long do I have to beat you over the head to try it?
Well, I don't think that's probably a very good thing to say on the radio that you beat me at all.
Because Tim used to beat me on the head every day when I didn't.
Well, that's
use
a
it,
difference.
So.
You've got a harder head.
That's right. So how long did I pester you?
You
into
did.
Using it?
You yes. did because you kept coming home saying, "You got to try this. You got to
well,
try this."
Well, you were worried too. As you had just stated, I didn't want to put anything in my body I didn't know about.
And I'm also old school, which a lot of people are.
Yes.
The minute somebody says CBD, oh no, I'm not going to get high. Well, okay, so
there
when
is
we
no
talked
THC
and
yes.
with all of the guys, with Timmy and everybody, you know, explaining to me that there is no THC in this, that this is, you know, something that is, and it is, it's organic. It is a natural healer.
Right.
I mean, going back to, you know, the Indians in early ages.
The Egyptians
this is what
used
they
to grow
used.
This
yes. Right. And it is just such a holistic way of going about treating things. And for goodness sakes, why not try that first rather than the other stuff first?
Oh, absolutely.
Because now we actually have, and that's something that we're going to be talking a lot more about in the future. There are syndromes and diseases and things that are being brought on by our overuse of medications these days, guys. You gotta start thinking about what you're putting into your body and the long-term effects that they're going to have. This is something that you are able to use that is organic, it's not going to change your whole makeup chemically. This is something that is, it's natural and it's wonderful. And I have started started using it.
Yeah, and it's working.
It is.
I know that because every time she'd wake up at night, I'd wake up too. I'd end up doing the same thing.
Well, I was just sharing a little bit of the love.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, wake up. If I'm going to be up, you got to get up too.
Exactly.
You're listening to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman, one of the top two CBD companies in the entire world. They have, now they have over 40 stores here. They have about 350 nationwide, and they are ever expanding. I mean, it is just growing and growing and growing. The biggest thing about this, folks, if you're going to see CBD, and I'm sure you have seen CBD in your gas station when you went in to get a cup of coffee or something right on the counter. You see it in other, convenience stores or whatever. Do not get something and put it into your body that you know nothing about.
No.
CBD American Shaman, third-party tested. Ingredient is on the label, and that really makes it
all the difference.
Yeah, all the difference in the world. And as I always say, the only thing you have to lose is the problem, all right? And here's the best part of it. You go in, you buy your product, you use it, you bring back the empty bottle and go, you know what? It really didn't work for me. And that happens. There's no doubt about that. You give the bottle back, they give you a full refund. You have nothing to lose but the problem that you're having, whether it's neuropathy, which my wife Sarah went through, or it's the pain from arthritis in my hands, or if you have a knee issue, it's got a little bit of pain in your knee or your ankle.
Playing golf for a long time now you're back at it.
Right. I took off. I think I quit playing golf in 2009. Yeah. Right in that
Sold
area
the clubs
somewhere.
And everything.
Gave the clubs to my boys. Yep. Sell them. They wouldn't pay me a dime. It's cheap. Never mind. We'll get on that some other show. I'm going to need some more drops before I get off the show here to calm me down a little bit. But the deal is that I had to give it up because I couldn't I'd swing the club. Or I'd take a bunch of Tylenol or Lee before I played, play the golf. And then all of a sudden it starts to wear off.
Yeah.
And then you feel that pain come racing back instead of being able just to use the, CBD topical cream, which I use, and just use that. And it has been terrific. I do not use ibuprofen or acetaminophen anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's been absolutely terrific for me. I mean, it's been a miracle.
What's going into your body makes a big difference. So I'd rather put it on there and
You bet. The nanotechnology ensures the products are just efficient and cost effective. Just need a little bit to spread
and
on there.
And it lasts a long time.
It lasts a long time. Those little jars last a lot longer
really
than you think.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah. And I take the drops every morning.
Yep.
I'm not sure I have a lot of anxiety, but I do have a lot of stress. Most of it's sitting across from me right now, but that's okay.
I'm the princess.
That's for sure. But we have talked to, and the exciting thing about CBD American Shaman now is the fact that they're really hooked up here at Sports Radio 810, not only for this show, but also for the show Tim and I do. And then there's a lot of times, a couple times a month now, they're going to do it twice this month. I've already done it once. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it a couple times next month. Seren Petro's show will be live from a CBD American Shaman Shop somewhere in a metro. Okay. And when Seren is on for those 4 hours on that show, 30% off every store in the metro, all 40 plus stores, you'll get 30% off every product.
And that makes a huge difference.
Oh, big difference. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And then every Wednesday night, when Tim and I are on from 6 to 7 at night, we'll be at a different CBD American Shaman store here in the Kansas City metro somewhere. We've been everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And during that show, from 6 to 7 every Wednesday night, you'll be able to get 30%
Same
off
thing,
at
yeah.
every CBD American Shaman store.
And I'm telling all my friends out there, get out there to go to these
we
stores.
Tell everybody.
And,
there are
specialty stores. I don't know what the terminology that you use. The one on Metcalf. This is an all inclusive. They've got you've got your weight loss. I'm trying to think of all of the different.
Yeah, sure.
Things.
Well, well, you have the American Shaman Clinic and CBD.
Absolutely.
They have one over here at 100.
Everything. I was just amazed.
Yeah, 110th and Metcalf.
Oh my
right behind the Applebee's.
Yes.
And the new one's coming 117th and Row.
Okay.
So they'll have two American Shaman clinics,
and
they deal in everything. And that's Dr. Jesse Lopez
there,
and they do weight loss, they do Botox,
all kinds of different procedures. But you go in there and you can just sit down and have a consultation with the doctor and talk about if you've got if you've had problems with weight loss or gosh, they've just got all different kinds of things, you know, that they can take care of there.
And they're doing more and more clinical studies, too, with CBD, with hemp, which, like, you know, like we always say, hemp is a weed, but it's not weed. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think everybody knows what we mean by that. It's not marijuana. Yeah. It's a hemp plant and they extract.
Don't get the two mixed up.
Right. That's the biggest educational thing for most people is, because my first question was, what's in that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because and I wasn't too worried about the fact that what was in, except if it was high concentrations of THC, which is what makes you high.
Yeah, and that is not even a part of it.
No, that's not part of it.
But you had said there's, 350 cannabinoids in
There's 135 plus.
Got it.
135 plus cannabinoids in every hemp plant.
Yes.
And now I know Vince Sanders, the owner of CBD American Shaman, is on a trip to China. And they have the latest extracting machine in China. And he's over there taking a look at that to see how many other of these cannabinoids they can identify.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon it's going to be, if you go into a CBD American Shaman store, and you talk to their employees, of course, Josh Byers, who's sitting behind, who's sitting in control room right now, he is actually one of those people you would talk to. He's up in the Liberty store a lot. And they are so well educated. They put them through an educational process to let them know exactly what each thing does, the tincture does, the water-soluble drops, the topical creams, the lip balm. They have lip balm. They have chewing gum, which you saw Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson use while they're on the golf course.
If I start chewing the gum, would I become a golfer?
No, that has nothing to do with anything else.
Not that I play at all. But.
Yeah.
Would it propel me?
Yeah, nor do you want to. But they've got this brand new extracting machine, and it's the latest and greatest stuff, and he's in China checking that out so he can see what he can bring back to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own extraction process themselves up in Montana. They have a grow plot in Montana as well. They have one in Alma, Kansas. This is where they grow the hemp, and they also have one in the state of Kentucky. So they sort of keep it in three different areas of the country so that if the weather is bad in one, they make sure they have enough growing enough hemp that they can enough for the products to use. So it's been terrific. So they're staying on top of the game.
They are
way
ahead of the game.
That's one of the top two CBD companies in the world. So it's been a lot of fun working with them. And I'm educating myself, too. Vince educates me on the business side of this, and you hear him every Sunday morning.
I love the stories.
Yeah.
The stories are what absolutely motivate me because it is. It's the stories of somebody that couldn't do something, and they've used this, and they are able to get through something. We've got a dear friend of ours who had to go through radiation treatments. And going through these radiation treatments, she was highly, highly, highly claustrophobic. And, of course, when you go through radiation, you've got, a mask.
You've
got to go into a tube, and it's just horrifying. And they had used everything and tried everything in the world, and just nothing. Xanax, all of these things that you're taking into your body. Nothing touched it. She was like, I can't do this. I cannot do this. She could not get the treatment that she needed to help her. Well, anyway, on a whim, on a lark, she was, okay, I'll try these drops under my tongue. And, she was able to get through all of her radiation treatments. And that is what it's all about.
She was
able to get through the treatment so that she could be treated for what she needed to be treated for.
And, we talked about that with you.
And now she is 100%.
Right. After coming out of the chemo with you, too. Same
Absolutely.
Difference. So, folks, like we said, you have nothing to lose except the problem you may be having, especially pain.
Yep.
Anxiety, stress, you can't sleep or whatever. We only have about a minute left. I want to thank you for being with me today.
Thank you for letting me join you.
Okay, Sarah.
It's
my
nice
wife,
to go
Sarah.
To take your wife to work day.
Good Lord. Oh, boy, this might be the last time you hear me on CBD and You Here, presented by CBD American Shaman. It'll be my wife, Sarah. She's way
CBD
better
CBD and
this.
Her.
CBD and her. CBD American Shaman, folks. Don't forget, when you hear Timmy and I on Crunch Time, every Wednesday from 6 to 7, 30% off in all the stores. And when Seren does a remote, 30% off the stores for that four-hour period, no matter what day he is on. So, listen in for that. Stay tuned to Sports Radio 810 WHB. We got the Chiefs tailgate coming up here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Then Seren Petro comes in at 9 o'clock, and they'll take you right up to Jeez.
Yes, here we go.
You've been listening to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. Have a great day.